We've got plenty of unsealed roads here on the Eyre Peninsula, and what to do with those ones that require a little bit of improvement? Well, the Federal Member for Grey, Rowan Ramsey, might have some news on that front. Rowan, good morning.
Yeah, g'day, Keith. Good to be speaking with you. We've got some really good news coming down the pipeline. The Deputy Prime Minister, Barnaby Joyce, has announced that we're putting a $150 million fund into place for unsealed roads of at least 20 kilometres in length. He said in some cases they haven't been graded since the Great Depression. I think that might be a bit of an exaggeration, but there are plenty of roads around in council areas and out of council areas that only get one light grade a year. And in some cases, particularly if you get wet weather, and they can become impassable, or in fact they can become so rough in the drier months that they shake the trucks and the cars a bit, but particularly for those that are not experienced in driving and those types of corrugations, they're pretty dangerous. So it's more assistance coming from the Commonwealth government to local councils, which we recognise as being on the ground, in place, got the best understanding of what's needed. And in many cases, because their workforce is resident and a lot of them have significant plant, they are one of the cheapest ways of actually getting roadworks done.
Speaking this morning with the Federal Member for Grey, Rowan Ramsey, about a pilot program being run by the federal government to address the safety of unsealed roads. And Rowan, is this going to be regrading the roads? Is it going to be sealing them? What would be involved in this program at the moment, or is that still to be determined?
Well, look, I don't know the details, and those details haven't been released yet, and I expect them out in the next month, certainly before Christmas. And when they come, I'll be contacting the councils that are eligible. And because that, I don't know the full status on that yet either. But from Barnaby's words, I don't think this is about sealing roads. This is actually dealing with the lower roads in the network, if you like, and there's plenty of them. And I, you know, by and large, I drive around, do a lot of dirt road practice in between times. And I think our local roads are pretty good, despite what people say. I think they're better than they were, say, 30 years ago. So we're moving forward, and councils are doing a good job. And federal government is supplying a lot of resources to councils at the moment. Everyone I talk to is pretty happy. I mean, we've got the financial assistance grants, and then we have the roads to recovery money, which has had some substantial increases in recent years. Then there's the special local road component that we fought so hard for in South Australia because the national formula doesn't treat us quite right. And then just recently we've had the roads and local infrastructure projects go around. So they've been doing, they've been very pleased with the support they're getting, but we know there's still more to do. They're on the ground, far better than the Commonwealth buying a heap of graders running around the place. But I imagine mainly these works will be about building up the base of the roads, ironing out the crook corners, putting rubble on rather than just grading dirt roads, because anyone you spend some time on roads. A lot of our roads are just graded earth. So consequently, they end up being below the surface level of the surrounding landscape. So in effect, they become creeks, not roads. Roads are supposed to run the water off them, not down them. And so that you can build up your base, put a cap on it, and then the road, you know, partially looks after itself. And that's the kind of thing I believe this program is aiming at.
And that focus on making sure that the councils are responsible for spending that money, obviously it's going to unsealed roads. Will there be any other criteria, do you think, that there should be any other criteria on those roads apart from the fact they're unsealed? Because the safety measures, as you say, are a major part of this.
Look, I think there'll be a number of criteria. And Barnaby said we're looking for roads of at least 20 kilometres in length. So this is not just about getting down the road, you know, 2 km to the local hall or footy club or whatever it might be. It's substantial in that area. I think also it will apply in South Australia out of areas. In some states, all of their states are covered by council areas of some sort, shires, whatever you like to call them. In South Australia, we've got, well, the majority of the landmass, in fact, is called out of areas, where we have the local, where we have the Outback Communities Authority have some jurisdiction in the towns, but they're not responsible for the network approach, and they come under DIT, like Department of Infrastructure. infrastructure and transport in South Australia. So I'm anticipating that they too will be able to bid into this pool of money, and I think that is right and proper because those areas are nothing if they are not remote. And I think also it will be determined off that ABS map of remoteness. You're in Port Lincoln. All of Eyre Peninsula is on that map is considered to be remote, or out of I'll get it right in a moment. Remote or very remote, apart from the city footprint of Whyalla. So pretty much all the councils on Eyre Peninsula, I will imagine, will be able to apply out of this pool of fund. But as I say, I don't have the details on that yet. And so I've already had a few councils contact me, and I'm saying, I think better just wait till we get the detail before we get ourselves into a lather about it. But there'll be a lot of interest.
Certainly looking forward to seeing those details when they do come out. Federal Member for Grey, Rowan Ramsey, thanks for joining us.
No problems, Keith. Good to be tip speaking with you.